is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set?
Cocked?
Locked? How about bliss? You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live, Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. Today our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from systemic economic failures. And almost all of them are man-made. With me in the broadcast classroom today is John Reagan, U.S. Air Force retired. He's an officer. Welcome, John Reagan.
Hello, Vincent.
Hey, it's great to have you here with us. John, you're finishing up your work on a book, and we're going to be discussing some of the concepts in your book during the USAprepares.com classes, and we're going to have four successive classes on the economy beginning today, and we're going to continue for the next three Fridays. So Survival Economics 101, then 102, then 103, and finally, Survival Economics 104 on the fourth Friday. So let's start discussing right now survival economics with John Reagan. John, go.
Well, let's start off. I think pretty much everybody has seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life. You know, Jimmy Stewart and
1946, right?
Yes.
1946, okay.
And you know, there's a scene in the movie where, you know, he gets married and they're driving down the street and they see that there's a bank run on the building and loan.
Mm-hmm.
And they go inside and, you know, people are demanding their money and they just don't have enough in the vault. And his wife comes up and, you know, brings the honeymoon funds and they make it through. And what that is an example of is a liquidity problem.
Now, when you say they make it through, you mean he puts his own personal savings into his bank?
That's right. They ended up having like $2 left, but they made it through the bank run.
Meaning they put their own money into their own bank and staved off a bank run on their bank.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And because the building and loan, you know, took the people's money, lent it out so that people could, you know, build their houses. So the money just was not sitting in the vault. It was being used.
Mm-hmm.
That's different from a solvency problem. If the building and loan owed more than it was worth, then it would be insolvent. And how that relates to today is the United States is in an insolvent position. We owe more than we own. And what's going on is the Federal Reserve and the government has teamed up to add more and more dollars to the problem, treating it like it's a liquidity problem. No amount of liquidity fixes the solvency.
So what we're saying is that in the movie It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart's bank had taken deposits from the community and then lent those deposits back to the community so that currency could be used to build and expand the community. And the bank would be able to operate based on the interest differential from the amount paid on those deposits to the depositors and the amount of interest charged to the borrowers. So it kind of, the system kind of worked because the money was kept mostly in the community. Is that what you're saying?
And it was a valid business model.
Sure. You know, okay. And that was in the 40s.
That
1940s.
Was in the
40s. Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's worthwhile looking at what a few experts have said throughout the years. Thomas Watson was chairman of IBM in 1943. He said, I think there's a world market for maybe five computers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think he nailed that one pretty well. Along those lines, the president, chairman, and founder of Digital Equipment Corporation said in 1977, there is no reason anyone would want a computer in their home.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that. I happened to be a computer science major at the time, and I happened to have a computer in my home. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what did I know?
Yeah.
You know, you fast forward to 2007, we have the administration saying that the economy is fundamentally sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also go on YouTube and find our Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, saying that he sees no possibility of a housing crisis in sight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, the experts, you know, certainly have a great record. And
of being wrong.
Yes, that's true, too. So what I'm trying to do is bring out the truth of the situation. And I just happened to pick up a book from the library, How Do You Kill 11 Million People, which is about how Nazi Germany managed to do things. And it was done basically through lying. And I really like the question the author, Andy Andrews, puts out in here. If it is correct that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, then it is possible that if you don't know the truth, its absence can place you in bondage. And I think that was just so awesome, because so many people nowadays don't know what the real situation is. And I think if we are able to point that out to them, we may not be able to make things the way we'd like them to be, but we can certainly do things in a better way.
You know, John Reagan, you mentioned the Nazis, how do you kill 11 million people. In the broadcast studio, I have a photograph. It's it came from Lakehurst Air Station, and it belonged to a colonel. It's a photograph. It's probably 18 by 24 inches of LZ-129, the Hindenburg. That was the voyage just before it blew up, burst into flames. And on the tail of that Hindenburg is are two huge Nazi flags, and with the swastika. And normally, when you see the Hindenburg, you don't see the tail with the swastikas on it. And the reason I have this in the studio is because it's a constant reminder of how bad things can go if you believe the lies, exactly what you're saying. So please continue.
Well, one of the things I learned while I was at the Pentagon, I was working on my MBA, and there was a bit of wisdom in there that one of my instructors said, is that if you don't know where your competition is, they're ahead of you. And that's true in business. It's true in the military. You know, if you don't know where your enemy is, they're ahead of you. And it doesn't matter if you're in the superior position or not. If you don't know what they're doing, you can be blindsided. And that's why I, read those quotes from some of these tech leaders. It's just so important to ask the right questions, to give the right answers, and to know the situation. So you have to basically know yourself. You have to know others, whether they're friend or foe. And you have to know the situation, especially the supply chain. And I think that latter one is one where those that are awake and into preparedness may not be considering things.
You're talking about preppers not being fully familiar with how the supply chain works.
Is that what you're saying? Yes, it takes a lot of thought and preparation on that, because you have to look at everything that you do, everything you buy, and stop and think, what happens if I need to replace this?
You know, that's an absolutely excellent point, because we've mentioned on this broadcast classroom several times now the toilet paper situation, where some people are saying, you know, what do we do about toilet paper? Well, we buy more. Well, that's fine for the short run, but it's not fine for the long run. So what you're talking about is understand the supply chain and look at how precariously it is perched, because a serious interruption in the supply chain may ruin your day.
And we can look to even the events of 9/11. I happened to be working at the headquarters of a marina management company, and we were fortunate that 9/11 happened on a non-payroll week, because if it had been a payroll week, we would have had to take people out of the corporate office and drive all across Mid-America and the East Coast delivering payroll checks, because there was no way to get them there overnight until they allowed airplanes to fly again. And that was fairly normal times. Our infrastructure was intact. If the global supply chain goes down, even just because of a financial collapse, so much of what we're dependent on is not going to be there.
You know, I hate to mention this, but I'll do it anyway. This is a very scary thing to me. Our supply chain in the United States can be put out of service because someone at a high level may think that something bad is going to happen. I'm going to say this very carefully so I don't upset too many people. Someone may say at a high level, there's something bad that could happen, and it's being carried by a truck. Let's find that truck. Well, what do they do to find that truck? Do they stop all the trucks? Maybe. If they stop all the trucks in transit, all of the supply chain stops. Or virtually all of it. Because almost everything that we get today is either loaded onto a truck, onto a train, or from a train onto a truck, or just by truck. So if the trucks stop, the supply chain stops. And that could be a mistake. It could be someone having bad information that stops the supply chain. So you're absolutely right. John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I am at the controls. John Reagan and I are talking about survival economics. we're talking about some quotes from the Depression. John Reagan, here's a quote. We will not have any more crashes in our time. John Maynard Keynes, 1927. 2 years later, boom, October 24th, 1924. 1929. The stock market crashed. Please continue.
Yes, and basically every university teaches its economic theories today. And that's why when you see the news come out, they'll start off by the economists were surprised because those theories don't really work.
Yeah.
Well, I presented for the first time my P&L, you know, last Friday night.
At Ziggy's the Lamplighter at our Friday night hangout meetup, yes.
Right. And I like to kind of put a twist on things. You know, if you're from the business world, P&L normally stands for profit and loss. I change that up and call it psychology and logistics. And why that's so important, you know, you have to understand, like I say, how you think, how the people around you think, what you believe, because that's going to determine the interaction that's going to go on. And the logistics is how do you get the things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, you know, for preparedness, that becomes critical. Some things it's pretty easy to stock up a supply on.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter how big a supply you get, eventually you're going to run out.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about with toilet paper.
So you really have to take a long-term view of this, because even if we only have a financial crisis and it collapses the global supply chain, the most optimistic projections I've seen is that it would take at least 10 years to recover the economy. And I think that's rather optimistic myself. And then if we get into a situation, since most financial crises that are that severe in nature usually lead to war, with the technology we have today, with as little as one nuke, we could basically have the entire electronic infrastructure of the United States destroyed. And without electricity, there is no supply chain. Everything is built to depend on everything else working. So without electricity, there's no oil being shipped or refined. If there's no oil, then there's no way of taking care of crops, which are highly dependent on machines. If the machines break down, there's no way of getting replacement parts. So we're either ready or not, you know, here it comes. And the more prepared we are to do things without oil and electricity, the better off we'll be. And to me, the big part of that is coming up with skills that our grandparents knew that we've forgotten about. Because when you get into that survival situation, you don't want to have to learn and make mistakes, because that can be deadly.
Yeah, and mistakes are very, very expensive. And I have been on a crash program since the 1990s, mid-1990s, on building up reserves, spare parts, and finding alternative ways of doing everything that I can think of. And by the way, that's what this program is all about, class, teaching you some of the things that I have found that really work, and bringing on experts to say it from their level of expertise. Just like John Reagan's talking about things that he has found out, pieces that he's put together, talking about the economy and how precarious this is and how this will come apart and how this, there is no fixing it to everybody's satisfaction. There's no way. But please continue.
You know, the time for fixing this and having a soft landing is long past.
Right.
It's kind of like you're going down the highway and you come over the rise, getting ready to go over a bridge, and you find out the bridge isn't there anymore. Doesn't matter how hard you throw on the brakes, you can't stop in time.
John Ray, Vince Nils.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Last day. God, you're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
That's one of my favorite rejoiners for the broadcast. The gibberish rejoiner. 1930 will be a splendid employment year. Now, 1929 was the great crash, the greatest crash. 1930 will be a splendid employment year. That came from the U.S. Department of Labor New Year's forecast. That was released in December 1929, talking about 1930. It's going to be a splendid employment year. People were out of work for many, many years, actually until 1941 when we were attacked by the Japanese. And that was the beginning of the recovery, the war, World War II. So these guys, like the Department of Labor, who issues all kinds of statistics about employment, they have a track record of being wrong for a very long time. Continue, John Reagan, please.
And, of course, we know that unemployment is going down at a great speed just in time for the elections.
You know, John, honestly, I don't know anybody who has a good job. I mean, that's gotten one recently. I don't know anyone who's been saying, wow, I can't believe it. I landed this awesome job. I don't know a single person, not one. Do you?
No, and when you actually dig down into what the statistics say, most of the jobs created are not the full-time jobs that were lost.
Right.
They are part-time jobs at a lower level.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons that the economy has problems. And we don't have time today. It's going to be probably our 103 class where we actually get into the finances. But to boil it down, we're in a situation where even if you had all the money in the world, you could not fix the financial situation the federal government has gotten us into. And once you're able to see that reality, I hope that, one, we're able to use that to help wake some people up. Because a lot of people don't pay attention to what's going on so long as their lives haven't been affected.
Yeah, and also a lot of people pay attention to the mainstream media. And an example of that is Herbert Hoover had a statement to the delegation requesting that Public Works program help speed up a recovery. And he said, gentlemen, you've come 60 days too late. The Depression is over. He said that in June of 1930. That's like 8 months after the Depression started, and we were in it for another 10 years.
And then we have the people like those that are listening to us today that are already awake to some degree, and I hope this is used to serve as a focus for getting things done.
Well, that's what USAPrepares.com is all about. None of us gets paid for being on USAPrepares.com. Nobody. Not that I know of.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
You know, John, this is absolutely true. You know, there are over 100 of us. You and me, that makes two, and then there's like over 100 more, really. And not one of us is getting paid. Now, some of us have you know, companies that do things, and people buy the, you know, the products from those companies. Like Roy Birdsong, he's going to be on this afternoon. He's with Choose Your Own Wireless in Springfield, Missouri. I buy my cell phone from him. I don't get a discount. I mean, I pay the same price everybody else does. But he does outstanding work. He gives me outstanding advice, and he keeps my costs to the absolute minimum. And for that, I'm appreciative. And he does that for everybody. I don't get any special treatment. But what I'm saying is, he's just another one of us that does the right thing, and that's why he's part of USAPrepares.com, and he teaches a class on making wireless telecommunications affordable and effective, and that's what he does. So that's kind of what we do. But so let's talk more about where we're headed and how we got here.
Well, how we got here could probably take a second book, but basically this problem just didn't start a few years ago. It started really over 100 years ago, and it really culminated when Congress passed the Federal Reserve Act, and we also had the income tax amendment passed.
Mm-hmm.
And that amount of time since then has been working against us, because we're in a situation now where we have people that are 50 years old that are too young to remember the last time that we had real money in circulation.
They've never seen it. The young people have never seen real money.
No, and I'm talking about we had dimes, quarters, and half dollars that were 90% silver, and we had currency that were silver certificates. And in fact, up until 1963, just a couple of weeks before the assassination of JFK, the only dollar bills were silver certificates, which you could actually take down to the bank and get traded for silver.
Yeah, silver dollars, which now costs $35 a piece.
Yep.
That used to cost a dollar back then.
And then we have 70-year-olds that are too young to remember the austerity of the Depression and World War II. And people in Europe are now starting to find out what that's like, especially in countries like Greece and Spain. And then we have people that are 100 years old that are too young to remember the United States before the Federal Reserve and the income tax. So when you combine all that together, that lack of perspective leads us to depend on experts, which we've shown what their track record tends to be. Then during time there in 1933, FDR took America off the gold standard, which was part of our real money. Then LBJ in 1965 got rid of our, didn't get rid, he actually introduced the coins in circulation that we know today with that made out of the sandwich, you know, nickel and copper.
Right.
And
the composition coins.
The composition coins. And once those started going into circulation, people knew that, you know, silver's worth more than that. So all the good coins disappeared out of circulation.
Yeah, they did. You know, it's you mentioned 1933. All safe deposit boxes in banks or financial institutions were sealed and were only opened in the presence of an agent of the Internal Revenue Service, as ordered by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1933. Class, the president ordered all safe deposit boxes be sealed in 1933. This is the era. This is near the beginning of the problem. Can you imagine? I want you to think about this. I'm digressing for just a second. This is so important. I want you to think about this. That you have something in a safety deposit box that's important to you, and you cannot access it without an agent of the Internal Revenue Service being present, as ordered by the president. That happened in 1933. Can it happen again? Absolutely. So why would anyone keep anything in a safety deposit box? You'd have to explain it to me. Why would anybody do that?
Because you believe in the tooth fairy?
And you'd have to be 79 years old if you could remember at age one to be present when that happened. You'd have to be 79 years old. But it did happen.
And another thing that happened in 1971 is President Nixon closed the gold window for the international market, which at the time, countries could exchange the Federal Reserve notes for gold, and if he had not closed the window, the United States would have gone bankrupt back then.
Yeah, because President Charles de Gaulle of France wanted his deposits paid in gold.
Yes, he knew what was going on, and he didn't want to be stuck holding the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to Americans, they didn't really notice a difference because we were using the same money we always did, and it didn't really change our life. But that was the point where we became totally unhinged, and when you start looking at all the charts, including the chart of federal debt, that's where it starts, that upward climb. And some people think that we could just go back on the gold standard and get things under control that way. But in order to do that, we would have to at least have a balance of trade. as it stands right now, we've got a trade deficit of over $700 billion a year. And to put that in perspective, if the government has all the gold that they say they have, which that's questionable too, since one, it hasn't been audited in years, and two, even if the bars are there, we don't know if they're real bars or the counterfeit bars that contain titanium. But let's just say that they're real bars and they have everything. Even at today's prices, that's a little bit over $400 billion worth of gold. So in real terms, that means in less than a year, a little over 6 months, we'd be broke and couldn't afford to buy anything from foreign countries.
This is staggering information. And, you know, as you were saying this, John, I was looking across the studio desk here, and I keep some mementos. I have a couple rounds. One of them is copper from Mike Ma. I have 14 silver dollars in the studio. It's a stack 1.5 inches tall. It used to cost $14. Today, they're worth $490, and they're just average silver dollars, nothing special. John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Survival economics will continue when we come back from this commercial break.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA Silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The Great Depression started in October of 1929. And it wasn't called a depression back then. It was called the panic. And it was a panic. And the president, President Herbert Hoover, didn't like the term panic. So they changed the term to depression because it sounded a little softer and a little less scary to most people. So that started in 1929. And here's a news release. For the immediate future, at the least, the outlook for stocks is bright. And that was a PhD economist, Irving Fisher, in early 1930. So less than a year into the Depression, he was saying that the future looked bright for stocks. And there are indications that the severest phase of the economic recession is over. And that came from the Harvard Economic Society in January of 1930. And here's another one, and this came from the Secretary of the Treasury, Andrew Mellon, in February of 1930. There's nothing in the situation to be disturbed about. So there you have it, some of the greatest influences in economics were saying that it's okay, it's going to be fine, it's the worst part is over, nothing to worry about. And he continued on for another 10 years, at least. John Reagan, please continue.
I don't want to leave everybody with just bad news. You know, just because, you know, there's really no way to stop a financial collapse doesn't mean that you have to mope about it. You just grow up and decide how to make the best out of a bad situation.
Agreed.
And having moved to the Ozarks, I got to see firsthand what's happened through a couple of smaller disasters. Last year we had the Joplin tornado. Mm-hmm. Earlier this year we had the Branson tornado. Mm-hmm. And the community response is just so overwhelming.
It is.
Now, it's definitely going to be different when we have a big crisis and everybody is in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where, you know, the better we're prepared, the better off we're going to be. And like especially with food, water, sanitation, and even shelter. Because the houses that we have now that are basically built since the 50s rely on cheap, available energy. And without that electricity, you really can't keep them cool or keep them heated.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
The seasons change.
Mm-hmm. So that's good news. I'm looking all over for it. Do you have it? It's not here.
Well, the good news is, you know, people are still willing to help.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's another article you might have read where this honor student down in Houston was sent to jail for truancy because she had to work two jobs to support her siblings because her parents divorced and left.
Yeah.
And an organization in Louisiana has now collected over $70,000 for
she's a 17-year-old student, and she took it upon herself to do what she needed to do to support the rest of her family. And the school system was thinking that jail would do her good. A night in jail. The judge said a night in jail would be good.
And I'm getting to where I'm for zero tolerance. Any government official, including teachers, that are unable to show good judgment, we kick them out.
Absolutely. When I was a teacher, I insisted on not having a tenure and not having a contract. And I said, if I'm doing a job that's unsatisfactory, I need to go right then and there. And so do other teachers. Having tenure to keep poor teachers in the system, to me, is unacceptable. John Reagan's going to be back next Friday, 10 o'clock. And we're going to be continuing survival economics. We're going to talk about what's happening, what happened, and what you need to do about it. I'm Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.